we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Thank you. From the Commonwealth Institute in West London, we bring you, as ever, My Music, another edition with, as ever, John Amis and Frank Muir on the one hand, and opposing them, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The opening round this week takes the form of a quick musical tour, gentlemen, of various parts of London. Various parts of London. John, you first. Where's this? Any idea, John?
I think it's a pub called the Carman's Whistle.
No, you've got the right sort of period. It's east of here. It's a place.
It's a place, huh?
It's a rising place.
Rising place.
Sad.
Richmond Hill.
Sad place, no. More east.
Sad place.
Sad place, yes.
Sad rising.
Well, sad for a lot of people, anyway.
Rising damp, no.
No. Do you know the composer?
Not about.
Try the composer.
Bird.
No, you're afraid. It's Giles Farnaby's Tower Hill.
A bit thumpy, perhaps, the chord, was it?
A bit vroom, a bit thumpy, yes, perhaps so. Anyway, let's see how you like this. Yours is vocal, Frank. Here's your music.
How she was as beautiful as a butterfly, and now there's a queen, for a pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green.
There you go. Pretty little Polly Perkins of Paddington Green. Frank, there's...
Paddington Green.
There is... Very good. Frank, there's a statue right in the middle of Paddington Green of someone more eminent than Polly Perkins. A statue of a lady, otherwise Belvedere or Isabella. Do you know her name?
Is it not Queen Victoria?
No, earlier than that. No, she played
Belvedere
in Otway's Venice Preserved and Isabella in The Fatal Marriage. She also played Lady Macbeth with some success.
What period?
Second half of the 18th century and a bit into the...
Oh, it couldn't be the opera without music acting of Siddons.
Siddons. I could hear the coming from the audience, didn't you? Yes. Sarah Siddons.
Just the normal hissing.
No. You've worked your way to it, yes. Sarah Siddons. Statue stands there. Lovely statue it is, too, in Paddington Green. Ian, this is music describing an address in London that you and I know well. You know that?
An address you and I both know well.
Yes, we do. Dennis is nodding as if he knows.
It's not.
No, I'm thinking of rather libelous things.
Well, I was going to say Bow Street Police Station.
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace. Well, there were bells ringing, so maybe it was Westminster Abbey.
No.
The only thing that I'm pretty certain about that the style of music is that it sounds like one of these Eric Coates London.
Yes.
Sweet.
Now, did you notice the horns were playing this? I'll show on the piano.
Ah.
They were playing...
BBC.
BBC. So, the address?
Well, the BBC, well, Broadcasting House.
The tune is actually called Langham Place.
Oh, well.
Which is the very specific address of Broadcasting House. I gave you it, didn't I?
Yes, well, you and I'll have half a mark each.
Well, yes, I did try to help John without success. All right, we'll have a half mark for you. Dennis, this is Piccadilly, as depicted by which pianist and composer?
American?
Yeah.
Well, The mine goes to Duke Ellington or Fats Waller, and it doesn't sound like Duke Ellington. I think it's the... Didn't he do...
Yes.
He did a kind of Eric Coates thing, didn't he?
Yes, Fats Waller wrote a London Suite.
London Suite.
And that's the movement called Piccadilly from it, and you've got a mark. On to the next round. In the days before radio and television, people used to make their own music in the evenings at home. Cousin Flora would play the pianoforte, and the selections she played naturally had an enormous vogue. I've chosen four of Cousin Flora's favourite pieces. I want to see if you can remember what they're called. So, John, here is my impression of Cousin Flora and one of her great favourites. She loved that, our Cousin Flora did. Now, what's it called?
My Cousin Flora.
Fauna.
No, you don't know, do you?
Seated one day in the sauna. No.
No. Can I give you the composer's name was Raff?
Ah, then it would be probably a small cavert or
yes.
Cavatina.
Cavatina by Raff. Half a mark, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Right. Another popular piece of those days. Frank, here's yours.
It's a minuet by Botticelli.
Very, very nearly. You're thinking of Boccherini's Spring. You're thinking of
Primavera.
Yes, minuet in A by Boccherini. You've got a full mark there. Ian, I shall play yours Con Amore.
Oh,
Passione 2, which is how Cousin Flora used to play it.
Yes. Wasn't Cousin Flora, but during the war at a troop concert, which was being compared by the sergeant major, this piece was going to be played. And as far as I remember, he got up and he said, "And now, young lady, is going to play Angels Guard Thee and Shut Up."
Well, you've got a vocal version in mind, haven't you? There, Angels Guard Thee. Do you know what it? Who's it by?
It's by Goodall.
Yes, and it comes from, and it's a sort of gracious lullaby. I'm after the instrumental title for my instrumental version.
I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed in me there.
Berceuse from Jocelyn by Goodall. But I think
the most marvelous record of that, which has never been issued on LPs, I'm afraid, but I wish they would. Bing Crosby. With a violin obbligato played by Yasha Heifetz.
Really?
It's stunning. I play it whenever I get the chance. It's got Where My Caravan Has Rested on the back.
Yes.
And I once moved house. I once moved house, and I moved about 6,000 records, and that's the only damn one that got broken.
Yes. Two pretty good artists there.
Not bad.
And can we reiterate, please, for the benefit of letter writers, that the record is not, repeat, not available?
Yet.
Right? Yet.
He's lost it.
Yeah. Dennis, in your case, I won't ask you to remember the title, simply to tell me what you think it ought to have been called, and we'll see how close you get. Right?
You really should wear your party frock.
Absolutely. And give a little curtsy.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know. They used to call. They used to have a kind of genre of names for piano pieces in those days.
They're meant to get them, I think. Go on.
And they used to call them things like keyboard capers, both with a spelt with a K.
It's a bit early. It's a bit more shishy than that.
Cart horse on the keys. No.
Thank you.
It would be. It's like Nola Mark 38 or something like that.
No, you've done very well and you get the mark. Its composer was Godfrey Marx and he called it Entr'acte Elfin Revels.
Oh. Elfin.
It sounds to me like a rewrite of...
Yes, so I think...
It's the sort of thing that a composer might have written when it was needed, but the other tune was in copyright, so they just...
Yes, that's right. That's
copied sort of, it wrong.
That's the sort of thing that happened. Yes,
absolutely. It's good, isn't it, eh?
Well, not that good, but good.
Of all the orchestral instruments, the one I would most like to be able to play is the horn. To sit up there towards the back of the orchestra in complete silence and then sweetly play. Which, as you know, Dennis, is the...
Is the French horn.
Well... I thought you were going to say the great C major symphony by Schubert, but you decided not to.
You knew very well I wasn't in hell's time.
Never mind. Here is a complete round concerning horns. John, it sounds as though someone is out hunting. The question is, who is doing the hunting?
Well, the Master of Hounds is King Mark
In
Tristan and Isolde.
Yes, and he's Isolde's husband, and it's his hunting party, isn't it, that's approaching
that's
at that
right.
point. Yes, comes from Tristan and Isolde, from part of the love duet, oddly enough. Mark to you. Frank, here's another story which largely takes place in the great outdoors.
All sort of fake Aaron Copland.
Yes,
this is a telly theme song, isn't
yes.
it? Of a cowboy series.
Yes.
And all we've got to do now
stately
is...
Stately theme.
Find which cowboy series.
Yes. Find which state.
Well, it's not Washington, because...
No.
So it's one of the southern ones.
Well, what can I do, really, but... Anybody can you help him, John?
He's V. Churchill, D.C.
Or Vermont, perhaps.
V.
Virginians.
The Virginian, yeah. The Virginian. Yeah. Well, do you think he gets the mark for that?
No.
Yes.
I don't need
No,
that.
I don't think so. Give him a half, Chris, shall we?
Yeah, my nostrils to
Ian, fall where back specifically
on.
Are these horns to be found?
If you're looking over the conductor's shoulder,
yes.
the chances are that they'll be sitting up a step or two, three of them together.
Mm.
And they might even have their fists in the bells.
Yes. Oh, where are I'm sorry, I said, where are they to be found?
That's
I'm
where
sorry,
I'm just told you.
Otherwise.
Because, I mean, while they're playing like that, they would not be in their cases.
And I don't think you know the piece, do you? Do you know the piece?
No. I mean, I do. I'm very familiar with
yes.
the music.
Can I give you a bit of...
I would hazard a composer, even.
Can I give you a bit of the first movement? You'll know it then, I think.
Well, that would be very kind of you, yes. Beethoven's Eroica Symphony.
Number?
3.
I thought for a moment, yes.
I ought to declare that John did put 3 fingers up. I didn't know whether he was ordering some drinks for after the show.
Well, it's the trio from the 3rd movement of Beethoven's 3rd symphony, so 3 is very appropriate as a number of fingers.
Well, I might get 3 marks, then.
You're very lucky to get 1, don't you? Or a half, even. Leave it to Chris.
Oh, I think 1.
1, all right, then, yes. Dennis, horns...
Well, take it easy on me now.
All right, yes. Well, this is all right, because their horns for you are playing a very different kind of piece. Question for you is, what is it called?
Isn't that Spanish Harlem?
Spanish Harlem gets you a mark.
Yeah.
That's it, Spanish Harlem.
Steve, you were saying you played that bit of Schubert and said how people put up the instrument and then this lovely sound comes out. Well, there was once a performance by the LPO in Sheffield and Beecham was conducting, and they started off... and after about 5 bars of it, Beecham stopped... And he swore something rotten. There was a deadly hush. And then he said, "We'll start again." And they started, and fantastically enough, it was a wonderful performance from that moment onwards. I would have thought it would have given everybody the poilies.
Yes, absolutely.
But it happened to be that very, very piece you...
In a performance. Yes.
In the performance.
Yes. Terrible to be a horn player and start absolutely cold like that, isn't it?
No, it's very difficult to play, isn't it, the horn? It's peculiarly difficult.
Oh, yes, it's the most difficult, isn't it, really, John, of all orchestral instruments to play?
Well, it just is.
Well, because...
It's all done with lip pressure. You don't have any... well, you have 4 keys, but, I mean, you don't have notes that you can make.
Oh,
it's all done with the lip pressure. If you get it wrong, you get an octave above, below, or... in between.
Very graphic. Thank you.
Very graphic, yes. How are you, I wonder, on anagrams? These are anagrams of popular songs. See if you can work out which songs. It's the title of a song. So write down the words I give you. John, silly bead.
Silly bead, B-E-A-D.
Yes. Give me your answer, do.
It's the name of a composer or what?
No, it's a song.
Oh, it's a song.
And I said, give me your answer, do. Give me your answer, do.
Daisy Bell.
Have a go, Frank.
Daisy Bell.
Daisy Bell works out. Yes, Daisy Bell it is, you see, and I'm on silly bead. Right,
I don't do the Times every morning.
Frank, here's yours. Phi.
What do you mean?
Phi. F-I.
If I had my way. I forgot what the game is.
It's an anagram. It's an anagram.
Oh. Yeah. If.
Yes, how true, how right. Of course you... I thought you'd work your way to it, bit by bit. Ian, Summit Mere. S-U-M-M-I-T-M-E-R-E. Summit Mere.
Dear.
And the living is...
Summertime.
Yes. All right, then. It's not a very taxing round, this. Summertime, that's right. Dennis, here's yours. 61 knots.
N-O-T-S.
Yes.
I can see what you're avoiding with that anagram as well. 16 tons.
Yes.
16 tons.
And why ever not?
do you know what the word cart horse is an anagram of?
No.
Orchestra. I didn't do it.
Do you know that air raid spelt backwards is diarrhea?
I'm going to call you to order for a final fling party piece. The final round, the singing round. And in this round, our contestants all fall to dreaming one way or another. John, your song first. You may well loosen your tie. Yes. A song about dreaming from the Du Barry.
Oh,
that's a nice one. Shall I give you a chord, shall I?
Oh, you're going to be with me, are you?
If I am dreaming, let me not be woken, but may my dreaming since you have found me. Since you have found me and woven around me something, something like magic ecstasy. For while I'm dreaming, there is someone to love me, like sunlight gleaming with days in store. If I am dreaming, then Steve Race has not lost, boys, because I've led him so far astray.
I think you've come round.
If I am dreaming...
I think for a moment there... I think you became Cousin Flora there.
Frank, the dream in your case is of a little home in the West. Grey home. I always think the word grey was added to make up the number of feet in the line, but it's a very pretty song. Start low.
Can you up a bit, sir?
Well, you'll rule the day.
Come again.
Try that.
Dum pom pom pom.
I will follow you, as Cousin Flora used to say.
There are hands there to welcome me in. There are lips that I'm burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble-down nest. But with love brooding there, why, no place can compare with my little grey home knitted vest.
Dennis, the shack that you want to go back to is in an unpronounceable place in Hawaii.
Oh, yes. Now, this really adds a bit of tone to the proceeding. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the yucca and the akla long ago. I can hear those guitars a-playing on the beach at Ya'u'i. I can hear the Hawaiians saying, Yakada'u'i. It won't be long before my ship is sailing back to Hawaii. A dear old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian with my homesick toy. I want to go back to my land poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the yacht goes swimming by.
Any possible comment is yuck, no. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, it lose a little in translation, you know.
The long, splendid moment when you glanced reproachfully at your accomplices.
I was on the...
I think that should still all those critical voices about your singing, Dennis. Yeah. I mean, that was a virtuoso performance.
How often do you hear Hawaiian these days? You
know? Indeed. And I don't know. More sung like that.
I know. Well, I'd like to see the Pistols try that one.
Ian, your nostalgia trip is back to sea where the wind's like a whetted knife. My lovely song. Right. Just a couple of verses, I think.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sail's shaking. And a grey mist on the sea's face and a great dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.
I'm afraid our long trek is over, at any rate for this week. It's been the victory this week for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.